Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Does a New South Wales property agent need to get identification for all categories of listings? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 23rd of August, 2023.
Fraud identification. So the purposes of the fraud prevention identifications. You know, so because of property frauds across Australia, Fair Trading issued a set of guidelines back in April 2013, in relation to obtaining identification of clients with anyone with whom you listed a property. The underpinning of that was the aim of minimising fraud within the property industry. You actually know to confirm who you're dealing with. Now, those guidelines that were initially implemented in 2013 were updated again in 2020 and then again in March of this year, so just in the last, you know, 7 months or 6 months. So this aim to prevent fraud, you know, it's we all want to see that. We're every single day we're all being, you know, bombarded with emails or texts or things through Facebook or Instagram in terms of, you know, online cyber fraud, and it's there on every level. So, you know, the requirements for agents that are set out in the supervision guidelines are actually directly linked to the code of conduct, so or the rules of conduct, which is Schedule 1 of the Property and Stock Agents Regulation, which was updated last year. Now, breaches of the guidelines will incur financial penalties and disciplinary action under the regs, under the Act, which can actually lead to, you know, impacts on your licensing status, which is not a good thing. Now, what it states is that a licensee in charge must prepare and maintain written procedures for the verification of the identity of a party with whom it is proposed to enter an agency agreement. Now, that's actually the most important part of at this point, because that's the question we keep getting. Everybody says, but it's only for residential sales. Yeah, no, it's not. What it actually said there, and I go back again, that you must enter into that and verify the identity of a party with whom it is proposed to enter an agency agreement. So what does that mean? Is this just for residential sales? Obviously, the answer is no. Clause 4.1 of the supervision guidelines actually states that the fraud prevention identification checks must be completed whenever an agent is entering into an agency agreement. So clearly that's any and all and every agency agreement. Be it sales, so that's for residential, commercial, industrial, retail, businesses, rural, or leasing for residential, commercial, industrial, retail, rural, on-site management, buyer's agency agreements. So yes, that's every single type of agency agreement. So what those written, you know, procedures need to include is that a process to verify that the identity of the person entering into that agency agreement is actually the owner of the property that is subject to the agreement, or that the person actually has the legal right to act on behalf of that owner. So, you know, if there's no mortgage listed on a certificate of title and you've got, and it is a sale and you've seen a contract, you know, written confirmation of that is you need to actually see that there's evidence that they're the owner of that property. And there's ways of doing that. You know, there are no physical property titles anymore, but if there's a title search, if there's from a contract, if there's a rates notice, you know, if somebody has just purchased a property and now they want to lease it out, you know, there'll be a front page of a contract showing who the actual owners of that property are. Obviously, with a buyer's agency agreement, then it's not about owning a property. So that's obviously not relevant. Same for a business. So, you know, it's really important that agents comply with getting this, and it's at the time of entering into that agency agreement. Okay, so it's at the time of entering into an agency agreement. So that's when it needs to be done. There needs to be a reasonable attempt, you know, to get all of this information. So you actually need to maintain evidence that you cited the documentation and have kept that. So, you know, in verifying that identity, you need to cite an original or a certified copy of a primary proof of identity. That's your driver's license. This is your photo ID, a passport, an identity card, something that shows that. You also need two secondary proof of identity documents. That's where you get into credit cards, Medicare cards, bank books, statements, you know, all of those sorts of things. And then a document providing proof of legal ownership of the property. And as I said, naturally, not in the case of businesses and not in the case of buyer's agency agreements. So you need to make sure when you're checking the documents that, the, you know, they appear to be real. Now, it's not our job to check whether people have fraudulent documents or not, but if they're clearly not real documents and you can see that because you know what yours looks like and this is very different, then, you know, there has to be those questions asked. And that the photograph in the photographic evidence in the, you know, whether it's the passport, whether it's an identity card, whether it's a driver's license, that it actually does look like the person that you are trying to verify their identity for. So, you know, Fair Trading have clearly, you know, put all this in place to minimise fraudulent behaviour. So it's an easy sell to anyone to whom you're entering into an agency agreement with. You are actually protecting their property. So it's a perfect opportunity to show them that you're doing the right thing and they can build that trust in you right at the point of listing the property for whatever purposes you're listing the property. So you're actually checking that, you know, you're not selling a property that they don't own. So obviously using a pro forma is the best way to deal with this. And Fair Trade, and you can get that pro forma from the Fair Trading website. Really easy to get. If you can't find it, look under, you know, search on the Fair Trading website for fraud prevention identification. It'll come up. If you still can't find it, ring us, we'll flick you one. So it's just the, well, anything that we recommend is just the one off the Fair Trading website. So guys, really the, I guess the short answer to that question, it's for every single agency agreement that you enter into, every type of property and property listing. So that's where we sit with that one.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.